Congratulations, Alliance Home Loans, being the newest company to make it through the screening process here at Rosie on the House for FHA, VA, conventional loans, or refinancing. You can find them in the home finance category at rosieonthehouse.com, and they are licensed in numerous states. So if you have second homes in your snowbird location, destination, wherever that may be, there's a good chance they'll help be able to serve you there as well, as long as we're about kind of south of the Mason-Dixon line and west of the Mississippi.
Now, if you've had trouble getting finance, they specialize in finding ways to make it happen for you. So,
congratulations and welcome to the team. Just another partner and company dedicated to helping us meet our goal of being the Arizona homeowner, every Arizona homeowner's best friend for you, the listener. Connie Maricopa is next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Good morning, Connie.
Yes, good morning. I'm listening to you on my Android phone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have a water pressure issue that started in one bathroom with the shower. And when you first got in, it was fine, but then it would gradually reduce to almost nothing. At that time, it didn't seem like water that I used in any other part of the house except that bathroom affected it. But now it is also affecting the water pressure in the rest of the house. When that shower is used, all the water pressure in the kitchen and other bathrooms goes way down.
Interesting.
And I have a water softener. I have a hot water heater. I wondered if that was issue. I've done a little research myself, and it talks about regulators, and which, of course, I don't understand. We looked outside for some type of regulator or water pressure where the water comes in the house. We did not see one.
What's the age of the home, Connie?
It's 9 years.
Okay. So do you know where the water meter is?
Yes. Okay. But I can't get in it. It's sealed.
That's okay. But if you stand at that water meter and look straight at the house, you're probably going to see what we call a hose bib, where you would attach a yard hose to.
Yes, I know where that is.
Okay. Well, that's where the water is entering your house. We call that the water manifold. It'll be going in right there. And does this apply to different times of the day?
I have not noticed that.
Okay. All right.
That could be something I could pay more attention to, but I have not noticed that.
And the pressure in every other plumbing fixture in the house is okay as long as no one is using that shower.
Correct.
Okay. So we've got to start diagnosing what it is about that particular shower, and that's going to take more than I'm going to be able to do by phone. In Maricopa, you could call the Ben Franklin Plumbing.
Or Brutinel up from Casa Grande.
Or you could get Brutinel up from Casa Grande. Absolutely. They service Maricopa area and have been in that neighborhood for a lot of years. And troubleshoot it. I'm curious if maybe we don't have some kind of the fact that the pressure starts fine and then dies off kind of leads me to believe we've got something wrong with the temperature sensing valve in the shower valve itself. But then the fact that running that shower impacts the water pressure on other plumbing fixtures around the house kind of tends to make me believe that could we possibly have some kind of a water leak situation. So, and you know, one thing you could do is get to the hardware store in your neighborhood and get a pressure gauge that you would screw onto the hose bib right there as I was explaining it to you, where the water comes in your house. Make sure all the water in the house is turned off and just see what kind of water pressure you're pulling. And then I would go compare that with a neighbor or two and see if they're all pulling about the same amount of pressure. And we don't have some kind of restriction between the water meter and the water manifold, because those are the kind of places I would start searching. But I'd get Brutinel Plumbing to the house and have them take a look at it and troubleshoot it from there. All right. That's our open line hour where we took care of a lot of different situations. It's what we do every single Saturday morning. And then 10 o'clock hour, we dive into a topic with a lot more detail and specificity. That's a real word. It was hard to get out, but I found it.
Very nicely done.
Woo! And we're going to be talking about painting, in particular interior painting. A lot of people get into this project because they saw their mom or dad do it as a kid or an uncle or older brother or sister, and they think it's simple and easy. And lots of times it just doesn't turn out the way you want it to, and we're going to give you the tricks and the tips of the trade to make it easier and look a whole lot more professional.
Coming up in 2018 will be Rosie's 30th year broadcast anniversary, and we're doing something fun as a way to give back. And one of the items we're doing is a home maintenance calendar, and we've designed a space in there for our listeners to participate. We always get asked about about getting consumer pictures into Arizona highways. Well, they're Arizona highways; they have their standards. So you, the listener, if you have an Arizona landscape or wildlife photo you'd like to submit, the listeners will get to vote on it. Email that picture into info@rosieonthehouse.com. It's going to be open through the month of September, and October we'll do voting. So email us your landscape or wildlife pictures if you'd like to be in our home maintenance calendar.